Salut, chers collègues, chers amis, ça va?
Ça va très très bien comme d'habitude, chers collègues.
J'ai très froid ici. Et à
Ah,
Johannesburg?
absolument, à Pretoria, c'est
À
un
Pretoria.
degré. Nous
Un
sommes
degré!
toujours, oui, 3 degrés pour plus chaud que Johannesburg à cause de l'altitude. Mais
Oui.
c'est 1 degré ici, chez moi.
Ouh,
Hein?
very sorry to
Bien
hear that.
froid, bien froid.
Bien froid, for sure. 1 degree Celsius over there in Pretoria. All right, Mali's much hotter. The president is recovering after was stabbed at Bamako's Grand Mosque. Is this the new president, obviously?
Yes, it is. It is indeed Assimi Goïta, the man who overthrew Ibrahim Boubacar Keïta
Yeah.
in August 20, 2020. Now, he was praying. It was the Eid al-Adha, a very important festival in the Muslim calendar, and he was praying at the Grand Mosque. He was actually being led with a lot of people to, this is the festival of sacrifices, to sacrifice the animals. And the attacker, who was dressed as a what do you call them? Well, as an official, effectively,
Okay.
you know, an usher is the word I'm looking for. So sorry. He lunged forward and stabbed. Now, we understand that he stabbed the president in the arm. He was immediately overpowered by security, and Ibrahim Goïta was taken away. He's well now, and he's saying, this is part of being a leader. There are always malcontents. They try to do things to cause instability. So he's being phlegmatic about it. But very, very dangerous that somebody could get at him in such a country which is that unstable. Luckily, he appears not to have been badly wounded, as I say, an injury to
Glad
the
to hear
arm.
that. Okay. And then in Tanzania, they may lose their UNESCO heritage status at the Selous Game Reserve. Why is that?
Well, you know, the Selous Game Reserve, it's not their biggest, of course, Serengeti being their biggest, but it faces delisting from UNESCO's World Heritage Sites because of the Stiegler Gorge Dam, hydroelectric dam that's being built on it, and it's going to change the nature of the game reserve, absolutely. John Magufuli, the president, hell-bent on going ahead with building it, saying it's going to make, you know, to provide power for the whole of Tanzania. Well, maybe, but the fact is that there's a number of sites, and the big story from UNESCO this week, they're meeting in China, as it happens, is Liverpool, the port of Liverpool, actually being delisted, you know, the 18th, 19th century Victorian port, because of all sorts of new developments around it. And the Liverpool Echo, the editor, commented saying, well, you know, yes, they've taken away our heritage site, and that means that we'll lose out on tourism and things like that. And of course, the prestige, it's a very prestigious thing to have. I think Tanzania has at least six others. But, you know, that's not going to change the nature of what we are and who we are. It's not UNESCO's heritage status that gives us that. It's what we have done to have earned that status initially. So it's an interesting line, maybe, that the Tanzanians need to look at. But certainly I oppose the building of the Stiegler Gorge Dam, but it seems to be going ahead, and John Magufuli does not agree with me on this matter, as he doesn't on a number, I have to tell you, in truth.
Yeah, but didn't he die?
Magufuli.
Am I in the right country? Yes.
No, he hasn't died.
Oh, my
No.
bad. I thought he passed away of COVID. My bad. All right. So moving forward, Côte d'Ivoire, Alassane Ouattara finally meets Laurent Gbagbo for the first time since the 2010 world civil war in Côte d'Ivoire. We've been hearing about this release of Ouattara for ages. How do you face, the person who usurped you?
Well, you've got to build it up, you know. You've got to build up the reconciliation. This was the jewel. Well, of course, until Algeria left, or after Algeria left, this was the jewel in the French colonial crown. And well, we call it a civil war. I think they may quibble with that one. But 3,000 people died in that violence after Laurent Gbagbo refused to accept defeat in 2010. And the fighting occurred. He was then arrested in 2011, eventually ended up in The Hague, where the ICC acquitted him. And he then was allowed to go home, and he went home, wasn't allowed to compete in the elections as he'd hoped to do. But this is the first time they'll be meeting, and they're meeting at State House on the 27th, which is early next week. Essentially, Ala Sonwatara, of course, he's only president because the man that he fingered to become, to succeed him died. So he's doing many regard as an unconstitutional extra term. So, you know, the politics in Cote d'Ivoire is all a little bit sensitive at this time. And reconciliation, always a good thing for a country, you know, as we learned. So here we have then what they're doing in that regard. It's a good move, I think, by Ouattara. Let's see how Gbagbo handles it. He's back, and they've been sort of writing and commentary about the fact that he's returned, all lauding it as a good thing. So let's hope they move then from strength to strength. It's a very important country for Africa and, you know, the biggest producer of cocoa on the continent. So it's a good thing for the country. Good news story.
Excellent stuff. Lovely to end on a good note. Thank you so much to you, Jean-Jacques Cornish. À la prochaine, à lundi. Bon weekend à toi. And stay very warm. All right, then.